This will sound kind of crazy to you, what I'm going to preach to you, but I've warned you about that in the past, so anyway. But I want you to turn your Bibles to Genesis chapter 10 and verse number 20, and then we'll be in the Bible in a few other places. I want to talk to you about a serious end times attack, I believe, that we're seeing against Christians today. And it's a very popular one. It's rising in popularity, this certain attack. And the sermon is called, You're Crazy. Mental health, a end times attack against Christians. And really, it's very, you know, it sounds funny, but the title's kind of funny, You're Crazy. But that's really the truth. That's been planned for a while from different reports that government has put out and things like that. But I've heard it a few other times just this last week or this month from different people that have been through some similar things that have had that thrown at them. Well, you need a mental evaluation or whatever because of your faith and because of what you believe. And I find it, well, anyway, let's just pray. Father, Lord, I pray you be with us now. Help us, Lord Jesus. I pray that you please would just sink this truth into our hearts. Help us to use this to be prepared, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, I think back to the founding fathers and just how our country was founded and just the religious liberty that we've had and everything. And could you imagine going back into that time and telling some of those men that preached that, well, you're crazy, you need a mental evaluation for what you believe? You know, what we see is we see the theory of evolution and its effectiveness. We see it, okay? We're seeing the effectiveness of the theory of evolution being pushed on people, that lie being propagated so long that we've evolved and we no longer need to hold to the book anymore. But hey, you know, we're not barbarians anymore. I mean, you really don't believe, like last night's, you really don't believe everything in that book, do you? I said, yeah, I believe it all. You really don't believe everything. Well, what kind of shirts he have on? I don't know. I didn't ask him what kind of shirt he had on. What's it made out of? Yeah. What's your shirt made out of? It's 100% cotton, that's what it is. I don't know what it's made out of. It's polyester mix with cotton and I was like, and I looked at it and said, it still don't matter, you're still a drunk. I mean, it doesn't matter anyway. I don't remember what I said to him, but that has nothing to do. But these people, they say, what they say basically is this, like, well, you know, I mean, then what's the, see, here comes that bee. Look at that. That's right. They say, well, look, I mean, you know, what's the big deal about fornication if you wear, you know, mixed clothing, you know, mixed linen and, you know, whatever, cotton mixed or whatever. So, wool, sorry, thank you, wool. Then, you know, you must be, so what's the big deal? Yeah, because see, I can see how you could compare, you know, rape and, like, mixing fibers in your clothing or whatever. I see how you do that. I see. It makes sense. I mean, that isn't even a reasonable argument for anybody to make. And God didn't even make that argument in the scriptures either, okay? This is just an argument made by a bunch of people that love their sin that want to continue in it. And that's really what this whole you're crazy thing is about. To try to marginalize people and put them in a place so they can say, well, you're crazy. So then I don't have to listen to anything you say and then I could haul you off to a mental institution somewhere, stick a needle in your arm and make you even crazier. Amen. Well, John chapter 10 verse number 20 says this. John chapter 10, yeah. Did I say John or no? Did I say Genesis? I'm sorry. See, I'm crazy, okay? You can't listen to me, all right? There you go. John chapter 10, sorry. Wow. What's wrong with me? Proving their point here, I think. Anyway. That's right, unsettled. John chapter 10, verse number 20. Some men are talking to Jesus right here. In verse number 19, it says, there was a division, therefore, among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, he hath a devil, and he is mad. Why hear ye him? So what are they accusing Jesus of being? Crazy. I said, he's crazy. There's something wrong with that. That word mad doesn't mean mad like you and I take it today when we say, well, that person's mad. Well, what we mean is they're angry, okay? But what that word historically has meant is not that they're angry, but that they're like delusional. They're crazy. There's something wrong with them. They're not in their right mind. That's what that word has meant. I'll give you the exact definition in a minute. But today in this wicked world, Christians are finding themselves more and more as outcasts, as well we should be. By the way, as you see this world drift off further into the Antichrist's hands and further manifest the spirit of Antichrist in this world, you are going to see a sharp contrast between those that will live for Christ and those that will not. And those that will are going to be called crazy. Gone are the days when you could somewhat blend in to a Christianized America. Okay, where decency and morality were still the rule of law, and when men actually cared about the Lord and churches, and they attended them week after week, and those churches had not apostatized into what we have today. But what we're seeing today is a wholesale apostasy in America, and because of that, those that are choosing to live for God are going to be marginalized, and they're going to be called crazy. That mental attack, that attack, that mental evaluation, that attack is, and I'm going to show you some of those attacks that have taken place. And that's, we're seeing that right now. But Satan, he's always on the attack. And we have to remember that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We have to remember that these attacks and these things are from Satan. That's where they come from. That's where they're devised from. You think these people thought these up themselves? No, they have devils speaking to them and leading them. Just like every leader of the known world, they have devils leading them and guiding them. You think the devils went asleep and his kingdoms went asleep? It is stated by many in witchcraft and other things that Satan fell with 10 of his angels and they split the leadership up between those 10 into 10 different regions. Heard that more than once from a few different people. You know, and then you have your councils of nine and all this stuff. And then at the top, you have fallen angels that run things. Do you believe that? Yeah, I believe it. Of course I do. Because I believe what Jesus said. I believe what the Apostle Paul said of the inspiration of Scripture. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. So if we're wrestling against those things, they're not flesh and blood. So you think, well, what about Hitler? What about any of them? I mean, Hitler had devils, right? He was led by devils, right? So we understand these attacks. And I believe mental health or the you're crazy attack is one that is gaining popularity now. But I want you to notice in John chapter 10, verse number 19, number one, the same attack was used on the Lord Jesus Christ. They did the same thing to him. John chapter 10, verse number 19. There was a division, therefore, among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, he hath a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him? Oh, listen. So what's going to happen? What are we going to see here? We see this Pharisees and the Sadducees, they're accusing Jesus of being mad. That means disordered in intellect, distracted, crazy, broken, weakened, or disordered in intellect, deranged, a shattered mind. We say that man is crazy, right? That's what we say. That's the definition of that. So what they were saying is, hey, you know that Jesus guy? Oh, he's crazy. He has a devil. Why hear ye him? Why are you listening to that guy? He's crazy. You don't want to listen to him. So what are they doing now to people that come out for the truth? Nate, what was that clip that we've seen on YouTube or whatever they showed back in the 70s, some television show that was on, and they showed a clip of it, and the clip, what it stated was, I think some of you seen that on Facebook too as well, that was that clip that talked about the New World Order, and they made this guy look like he was insane, like he was like, now listen, they said this guy's been arrested, and the cops have him at the police station, and have you seen that clip before? They have him at the police station, and here's what he says. He said, well, what's he been arrested for? Oh, he's been arrested. He was breaking windows at the Trilateral Commission. Well, what's the Trilateral Commission? So then he explains the Trilateral Commission, and he explains what they do, and he explains Rockefeller and a New World Order, and they're laughing at him, saying, okay, well, it'll be all right. We'll help you. We'll get you the help you need. You know, you'll be okay. Just come with us. And the guy looked at him and was like, are you listening? He goes, and the cop goes, are you finished now? And he goes, yeah, I'm finished. Why? And if you look at the seriousness of that, really, what they're telling you is, oh, it's no big deal. See, the Rockefellers and all these other people and all these New World Order, they're not real. I mean, don't make a big deal about it. Those are just crazy Christian right-wing extremists. I mean, these people actually believe that Jesus is coming back one day. I mean, you don't want to listen to what they have to say. They're crazy. You don't want to listen to them. Meanwhile, all those same people are worshiping the devil. That's what they're doing. But they're calling you crazy when they worship the devil. And they do. And these Satanists know what they're doing. And they know what they're pushing out there through Hollywood and everything else. They know exactly what they're doing. They're going to marginalize you to make you look crazy while they're worshiping devils and drawing up demons and drawing up witchcraft and everything, every other wicked thing you can imagine. As you see the rise of Antichrist. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go on record and say this right now. If I come up missing for some reason and somebody says, oh, he went crazy. No, he didn't go crazy. He just believes this book right here. That's what he believes. I didn't go crazy. I'm not going crazy. I know what this book says. Yeah. So you mark it down. Whatever date it is today, whatever the day is today, just remember one thing. He didn't go crazy. He just believed the book and he came up missing for a reason. Because they didn't want him saying it no more. They didn't want the preaching the truth coming out. Oh, you must be paranoid. No, I just see the truth, that's all. See, I actually believe it. I actually believe the devil has a kingdom. You look at me and you say Barack Obama, and I say, no, the devil behind him and in him. Look. No, you're looking at a man. I'm telling you, that man don't scare me. It's what's in him. It's what's leading him. It's what's driving him. Mm-hmm. Wake up, folks. Wake up. This isn't a normal Sunday afternoon service, sermon that you would hear at most churches. That's right. You don't hear a sermon on this. Why? And by the way, can I tell you something? That's why Christians are leaving these churches. And I say, leave them! Let them fall to the ground! Amen. Because they don't deserve it and they're going to lose their candlestick. Because they don't deserve any of your loyalty at all when they won't preach the truth and warn people about what's happening. They don't deserve anything. That's right. That's right. Their churches are going to be filled with sodomites. You just write Ichabod on the door. That's all you're going to do. You might have to turn me up a little bit. I'm probably going to burn out here. Burn my voice out here. So you just pray for me. It keeps going. So you got a mental disorder. I have to yell, brother. I can't help it. I got something to yell about. I can't. Amen. But I'll do my best to try to keep my voice going here. Thanks. My lips are still burning. That cayenne's strong. So they're accusing the Lord Jesus here, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He's crazy. He's got a mental disorder. See, you think these attacks are new. Oh, this whole mental thing, this is all new, right? No, it's not new. They did it to Jesus. Don't you realize every answer you need is right here in this book? Every attack of Satan, you are taught how to fight every attack of Satan in this book. Right here, you are taught, we are not ignorant of his devices. That's why you have the perfect, inspired, infallible word of God right here. Because you are taught to fight every one of his wicked devices. You are taught to fight every one of his wicked attacks. He's got nothing on you if you will be in his book. If you will be in the Lord's book, if you will follow the King James Bible, the devil has nothing on you. If you will obey it, he will have nothing on you. If you will follow it, if you will learn it, he will have nothing on you. And I fully realize that these people think that we're crazy. I fully realize it. Now, some of them don't think we're crazy. Some of them know that we're their enemy in the Lord because we fight the battles of the Lord. That's what they know. Jesus answered them many good works in John chapter 10, verse number 32. Turn there, please. Or 31. You're right in there, but John chapter 10, verse number 31. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy. Because thou, being a man, makest thyself God. Well, how did he make himself God? He said he was the Son of God. Wait a minute. So the Son of God is God? Yep. Amen. Verse number 30. I and my Father are one. So you mean the Jews actually understood that if you were saying you were the Son of God, that you were God? Well, yeah, they knew that. Sure they did. Well, what's wrong with all these people that don't understand that today? Claim to be Christians and don't believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. I don't like the word Trinity. Okay, fine, call it Godhead. See, I don't like it. Call it Godhead. That's what it is. That's who he is. Amen? John chapter 8, verse number 48. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? Why were they saying that? Remember they said he was crazy? What do you think? We don't want to kill you. Why are you saying we want to kill you? 10 verses later, they want to kill him. Because he knew what was in their hearts. He knew it. He knew what they were. And he knew their attack. Oh, well, he's crazy. Why? Because if you call somebody crazy today in America, then people will stop listening to him. That's what they'll do. They'll stop listening if you call them crazy. Or if you marginalize them, they'll call. See, here's the thing. Look at that. Look at David Koresh. Yeah, I believe David Koresh was a government operative. I mean, that's pretty easy to understand. Okay? But he was a religious zealot, right? He was a government operative. And what happened? Waco, all those other things. He burned them down and all that. By the way, the United States government killed many more people than David Koresh ever did. Anyway, it happened, didn't it? So what's the deal with that? What did they do to that? Well, when people found out that he was some crazy offshoot of was it Seventh-day Adventist, Brother Paul? Crazy offshoot of Seventh-day Adventist? Oh, they're just religious crazy zealots, so we don't care what the government did. So they stopped looking into it. So nobody investigated and cared what happened there. Nobody cared that, who was the attorney general at the time? It was a lesbian. Which one was it? Yeah, some big, nasty, mean lesbian. And satanic witch. I borrowed that from you, Aaron. Some whore of Satan. You don't like that? I'll say it again. Some whore of Satan. That's what she is. Wicked, rotten, evil woman. What do you call it when she sacrificed all those children and burned them to death?
And lied about it.
Who's crazy now, huh? Think about it. See, these are uncomfortable things to talk about. We don't want to talk about these things. No, we do need to talk about these things. We need to understand what reality is. Then answered the Jews and said to him, they called him a devil. So we see a religious crowd was accusing Jesus Christ of being crazy because he followed God the Father and his commands. Don't we hear the same thing from most pastors and people professing Christ today in America? If you follow the Father in heaven, if you stick close to the Word of God, and if you abstain from all appearance of evil, we don't want to go. You need to tone it down a little bit, right, Brother Paul? Remember that? Remember that? You need to tone it down a little bit. You got to tone that down a little bit. That's just a little bit. Yeah, just tone that down just a little bit there, okay? You're getting a little too excited. You're telling a little bit too much truth, and you're making me feel a little bit too uncomfortable about that, right? Some guy, who was it? It was about 501c3, and somebody, man, I forget. Oh, I know who it was. Some independent fundamental Baptist pastor. I guess I won't mention his name just because it was probably a private conversation, but I can't remember. Anyway, it was sent to me, and he's a street preacher, this guy is too. He preaches, and he's from Florida. And he said, We believe in Romans chapter 13, and we're 501c3 because we believe in obeying the government. And I was like, well, nothing in America says you have to become a 501c3 to be a church, first of all. And second of all, even if it did, I still wouldn't do it. Amen. Even if they did tell me to do it, I still wouldn't do it. But this guy was like, well, you know, what are you guys going to not pay taxes and do all this stuff? What does that have to do with a church? Not becoming a creature of the state. What does that have to do with that? You know, what are you guys, crazy? So what they try to do is marginalize. Oh, you don't need to go that far, though. You don't want to go that far, do you?
Don't go as far as that book.
Yeah, don't go as far as the Bible. what their translation is you don't act like the world and you're not willing to live a compromised Christian life. That's what that means. There was something wrong with Jesus because he was not like them, and he brought the truth, and he had a close relationship with the Father. He was God. So he must be crazy. So he was crazy because he was not willing to compromise. He looked odd and strange to them because he wouldn't give in to their demands and honor their flesh like they wanted. So Jesus was accused of being crazy. He's mad. There's something wrong with him. Because see, if I can make you crazy, if I can say, well, I don't like the way you do this, so that, yeah, you're crazy, or you're doing this, so you're crazy, then what can I do? Well, then I don't have to listen to anything you say. Because all you are is just some religious zealot. That's all you are. So I can stop listening to you. Now, they did it to Jesus. Why wouldn't they do it to you? Why wouldn't they use mental health now and mental evaluations against you? Or a psychoanalysis? Is that what it's called? Right? Why wouldn't they use that against you? Number two, those in government accuse the saints of being crazy. Turn to Acts chapter 26. You're going to see it again here, Acts chapter 26. Take a look at this. You're crazy. Paul is standing before the king, and he's standing before King Herod, he's standing before Festus, the governor, ruler at the time where he was at. In Acts chapter 26, verse number 24, we find Paul, and he said, and as he thus spake for himself, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, thou art beside thyself. Much learning doth make thee mad. He said, Paul, you're crazy. You've been studying them books too long, Paul. You've been studying that book too long. What's the matter with you studying that Old Testament like that? What do they say to you? Oh, no, I'm going to show you where your government doesn't like you studying this Bible. Something wrong with you. If you start to believe what's in this book, your government doesn't like that. Well, this book has always been a threat to the governments of this world. Remember Psalm 2? Why do the heathen rage? The people imagine a vain thing. The kings of the earth have set themselves up against the Lord and his anointed, right? But what did Paul say? But he said, I'm not mad, most noble Festus. I like the way Paul answered people sometimes. It was funny. I mean, he's being respectful, but you know what he said? I'm not mad, most noble Festus. Yeah, he did. I personally think Paul had a whole lot of fun when he was here. Yeah. When you read his writings and what he said to the Corinthians and everything and how he wrote, I think Paul had a whole lot of fun when he was here, when he was doing what the Lord wanted him to do. Yeah. In Acts chapter, we see in verse number 24, he says, and as he thus spake for himself, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, thou art beside thyself, much learning doth make thee mad. But he said, I'm not mad, most noble Festus, but speak forth the words of truth and soberness. For the king knoweth of these things, before whom whom also I speak freely. For I am persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him. For this thing was not done in a corner. Paul says, wait a minute. They didn't crucify Jesus in a corner, did they? No, everybody knew that Jesus was crucified. King knows what's going on, don't you, king? What did he ask him? King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Almost, but I'm just not quite as crazy as you, Paul. Right? Say, Paul, you're crazy. Paul said, I'm not crazy. No, I'm not crazy. I'm telling you the truth. This wasn't done in a corner. And I'm going to tell you what, if you think these people don't know it, they try to call you crazy out there. No, they know the truth. They know what you're saying is the truth in that scriptures. But if they can call you crazy, then they can marginalize everything that you say, and then they don't have to listen to it. You don't want your beliefs to affect others, do you? Just like that lady. I mean, you don't want to tell that cop. You don't want to tell other people they're going to hell. You don't want to do that. Like she said to me yesterday, you just can't tell people they're going to hell. I mean, you could say whatever you want to, but just don't talk about. I'm like, first of all, lady, I mean, I don't know if you realize how illegal what you're saying to me is right now. This is like a lawsuit waiting. You are telling me that I have certain speech that I can say, but the rest of my speech is not protected speech. You're telling me that talking about hell is not protected speech. I mean, if you ever got that, if she happened to make the mistake of arresting me, which I probably would have just gotten arrested because that would have been real easy right there. If she would have made the mistake to arrest me, it would have been really bad for her. Because in a courtroom, you take somebody in, he was telling people they went to hell. You can't arrest somebody for telling they're going to hell. Not yet, anyway.
People tell people to go there all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. People tell people to go to hell all the time. I'm just telling you not to go there. I'm telling you I don't want you to go there.
They want to go there and be with their friends, right?
That's right. You're going crazy, Paul. Put that Jesus book down and live life, man. What's wrong with you? Like these people tell us when we're out on the street, what they tell us. I mean, you do realize that, like, you know, you can, they look at the kids, they're like, you can escape. They're like this. You can get out, kid. No, seriously, you can get out, kid. You can make it, man. You don't have to believe this stuff. Just grow up and learn the truth and be like me. Sir, can I help you? You're about ready to fall over. This kid's got a bottle in Samuel's face. He's like, Samuel's looking at him like, the kid can hardly stand up. If you pushed him over this finger, the guy would fall over, you know. You can escape. Next time somebody says, I'm looking at him like, no, they can't. Ever. Neither can you. Come here. Hey, you can live your faith. You can live your faith out. Just don't bring it to the town square or the street corner, right? Don't bring it downtown. Don't bring it to the street corner. You can believe what you want to, but don't tell people they're going to hell. You can believe it all you want to, but don't tell anybody else. Yeah. Your faith is not allowed to lead you in speech, in your conduct, or anything else. It shouldn't lead you in how you discipline your children, or how you vote, or anything else, or whether you vote or not. But you must be crazy if your faith actually leads you to change your life, to abstain from sin, to run from the world, and desire a holy, righteous life for Jesus Christ. Well, you must be crazy then. I don't know what's going on with those people there in Northfield. I've had people online, I think it's so hilarious. People online in their comments on YouTube are just the funniest comments ever. Somebody needs to go down there and check that place out. In Northfield. We're live 3 times a week. What do you want to see? Somebody's got to go there. I think they got a cult there. How many cults meet in the community center? In a government-owned building. I mean, it's the community center, half of its own. This part's the senior center. They meet over in the other part. But the point is, it's a rented community center, okay? I mean, give me a break. It's a building. Yeah. Why? Because we have food or what? I'm like, we meet. Yeah, I mean, what do you want to come check out? I mean, we. Yeah. It's weird. I don't know. It's like somebody needs to check those guys out down there. There's something wrong with those guys. What, are we crazy? Why? Because we believe the Bible? Because we meet in a senior center? It's owned by the city? Half of it's owned by the city, half of it's owned by the senior center? What do you want to check out? Everybody else spies on us in the hallway anyway when they walk by. We've been here for 8 years. You haven't figured it out yet? I don't think you're going to figure out it. Who we are. Much learning doth make thee mad, Paul. Much learning's making you crazy, Paul. Paul, anybody ever told you that? Much learning doth make thee mad, Paul. Why? What happened to him, the Apostle Paul? Because he went against the standing order. You know, you stood against the government and stood up for the God of the Bible and His Son Jesus Christ over Caesar in this world. Well, let's look at this. Is this real? I mean, is mental, we've seen in the Bible now, is mental evaluations, is it being used in our world today for Christians? Well, just listen to this. I'm not even saying this person was a Christian that claims to be a Christian. I doubt they are, but it's interesting to see what this father said. A Taunton father is outraged after his 8-year-old son was sent home from school and required to undergo a psychological evaluation after drawing a stick figure picture of Jesus Christ on the cross. Okay? The father said he got a call earlier this month from, this has been a few years ago, but Maxim Elementary School, informing him that his son, a second grade student, had created a violent drawing. The image in question depicted a crucified Jesus with X's covering his eyes to signify that he had died on the cross. The boy wrote his name above the cross. And a quote here, "I think what happened is that because he put X's in the eyes of Jesus, the teacher was alarmed and they told the parents that they thought it was violent." Well, it was violent. They killed him. It was pretty violent. They put him to death on the cross, the most violent death you could ever die, said Tony Saunders, an educational consultant with the Associated Advocacy Center. Saunders is working with the boy's parents after a mutual acquaintance referred them to her. "When I got that call, I was so appalled that I had to do something," Saunders said. "They weren't looking at the fact that this is an 8-year-old child with special needs," she added. They made him leave school, and they recommended that a psychiatrist do an evaluation. Hackett refused to specify. By the way, nobody cares if they draw the wicked things they see in comic books and come to school with their different clothes on, their different Batman or Halloween costumes. How about Halloween costumes when they have Halloween parties at school and they're dressed like all kinds of morbid devils and everything else and superheroes and all that wicked garbage and trash? What do they say about that? Nothing. Why? Because that doesn't offend anybody. Jesus does. Because Jesus is real. Hackett refused to specifically discuss the student's drawing or the school's reaction to it. Of course not. The father was flabbergasted. We learned his son had to go undergo an evaluation. "When she told me he needed to be psychologically evaluated, I thought she was playing," he said. The man said his son, who gets specialized reading and speech instruction at school, has never shown any tendency toward violence. The boy made the drawing and was sent home from school on December 2nd. He went for the psychological evaluation at his parents' expense the next day and was cleared to return to school the following Monday after the psychological evaluation found nothing to indicate that he posed a threat to himself or others. I mean, he's an 8-year-old boy. What is he going to do? I mean, the boy, however, was traumatized by the incident, which made going back to school very difficult, the father said. School administrators have approved the father's request to have the boy transferred to another elementary school in the district. Well, I'm sure. Psychological testing and constitutional rights. This is interesting. I want to read you some things of what's going on here. This is another story here. And in another typical case, a secretary, this is the state now, so listen to this. In another typical case, a secretary employed by the State Department was asked to take a battery of personality tests when she applied for reassignment overseas. Her request for reassignment was based on the grounds that she displayed a weight loss and shortness of breath at the end of her prior assignment in Venezuela. Her civil ratings and recommendations were glowing tributes to her past performances, her capability, and her potential usefulness to the department. Nevertheless, she was subjected to an extensive test on matters relating to her family, her personal life, religion, and personal habits. One phase of the test involved 570 questions to which she was to respond quickly and without any thinking or deliberation. Included were such true-false questions as the following. Here's the true and false question. Christ performed miracles, true or false? I believe there is a devil and hell in afterlife. Once in a while, I think of things too bad to talk about. I believe in a life hereafter. I feel sure there is only one true religion. Many of my dreams are about personal matters. We'll just leave it at that. I pray several times a week. Seems like odd questions to ask, right? You see, to marginalize you, they have to accuse you of being crazy and in a cult. They have to accuse you of being like David Koresh or Jim Jones, right? They got to accuse you of being like these people so they can say, well, you're crazy. There's something wrong with you. What's a question about somebody, about Jesus or about it? Why is that on a mental health evaluation? Are you saying people that believe in Jesus are crazy? Yes, that's what they're saying. That's most certainly what they're saying. By the way, the only people that I see that go really crazy are people that work for the government. Check them out. Every single supposed Unabomber, every single supposed Oklahoma bomber, every Muslim that ever blew anything up always was connected with the government. FBI, CIA, something like that. Army, Special Forces, anything like that. They were all connected. Why is that? Oh, I don't know, because we've openly admitted in reports that we actually train people to do this stuff. That's why. By the way, that's common. That's common. That's crazy. If you see black cars pull up here and I get taken away, you'll know why. We have to accuse you of being crazy, though. Why? How come they don't? How come nobody calls the Pope crazy? That guy, I mean. How come nobody ever wants to give him a mental evaluation? I'd like to give him a mental evaluation. A psychoanalysis. Interesting, isn't it? Why don't they call the Pope crazy? How come nobody checks out the fact that they have molested and destroyed more children's lives than any fundamental Christians ever could? How many cases of abuse are there, Nate, that they reported up there at this St. Paul diocese? 400 cases. You want to bet most of those people, those priests walk. What's that? They're just going to pay it off. A controversy, here's another one for you. A controversy has erupted in Texas after a judge ordered children removed from the home of their Christian homeschooling parents over the homeschooling itself, even though the Texas Homeschool Coalition notes that the state doesn't allow that. A 2005 memo from the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services notes that whether parents choose to homeschool their children or send their child to another private or public school is not relevant to the CPS investigation. When CPS staff investigates a family for abuse or neglect, the investigation must focus on the occurrence or risk of abuse, neglect, and not on the child's educational setting, according to the Texas Homeschool Coalition. However, of all the allegations brought against Trevor and Christiana Tutt, who had four biological children and three foster children removed by Child Protective Services several weeks ago, all have been about the educational setting. According to a report this week in Christian News, and this is a few years old, Christian News, social workers were brought in when a child temporarily in the Tutts' care, a four-year-old with autism and an eight-year-old, wandered a short distance from the home in September. A police officer found the children before Tutt, who was searching nearby, and the subsequent report attracted the attention of CPS. According to the Homeschoolers Coalition, a caseworker concluded there is no problem here. End quote. However, that same unidentified caseworker also told the court nobody in their right mind would want to stay home all day with so many children. And the court then required parenting classes and a psychological exam for Mrs. Tutt. The Christian News report said, despite the fact that Mrs. Tutt showed CPS workers numerous parenting class certificates and paperwork certifying her mental health, a local judge ordered the Tutt's seven children be removed from their home. The coalition reported the Tuts were told the children were not properly educated and were being brainwashed by their parents. So it's okay if I have state mandated brainwashing, but you're not allowed to teach your children? God calls it bringing them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. God calls it the mother's responsibility to do such things. Yeah, God says to wash them in the water of the Word. Amen. Pure water of the Word. That's right. That's what God says. Amen. Tim Lambert, president of the coalition, told the news how one of the meetings with social workers, a judge, and the parents went. He said this, "The hearing quickly devolved into a relentless attack on this family's religious beliefs, community service, and right to homeschool their children. CPS attorneys berated Mrs. Tutt for not using a state-certified homeschool curriculum, in spite of the fact that there is no such thing in Texas. The guardian ad litem denigrated her for not submitting documentation of her homeschooling to the state on a regular basis, including state-mandated tests. This, of course, is not only not required, but there is no way for someone to do so in Texas." In November, the judge, Gracelia Oliveira, ordered the children to remain in foster care. The order also included for the parents counseling and psychiatric evaluations, drug and alcohol testing, and parenting classes, the report said. By the way, what do a bunch of God-denying, wicked heathens with degrees on their wall know about parenting? She got the, remember now, this lady received a psychoanalysis and the need for one, because who in their right mind would want to stay home with their kid, with that many children all day long? So there's something wrong with them. You want to hear something about that? There's something wrong with them, because why would they want to stay home with them all day long? Well, how come, I have a question for you. How come nobody wants to give a psychoanalysis to Planned Parenthood for joking and laughing about babies' body parts that they're selling so they can get a Lamborghini? So if you murder your baby, you're in your right mental state? And if you're a lady that sells murdered baby parts, you're in your right mental state, and there's nothing to see here. There's no controversy. Oh, because Obama waved his magic wand and said there's no controversy. So we're just dumb like you, and we're going to believe you? Like we don't know? And like we don't know that a whole Congress is with him on it, and they're allowing him to sell those because they're too cowardly to cut the funding? Because they're a bunch of perverts that the government has something over? So that's why they can't stand for anything? It's a little too real, isn't it? I know if I keep going, I might lose my head. The order also included for the parents counseling, psychiatric evaluations. Well, why do they need psychiatric? Oh, well, because they're Christians. There must be something wrong with you. You need a psychiatric evaluation. There's something wrong with you. Drug and alcohol testing, and parenting classes. The follow-up hearing in early December, also without evidence of abuse, brought the same result, the family supporters said. It was at yet another hearing just this week that a different judge noted the absence of evidence of abuse and returned most of the children to the family. Not returned were two foster children whose adoptions were imminent. According to a report from Washington Times, an order for the children to remain in public school still exists, and Lambert warns that should be alarming. There was an order. What do you tell me? There's an order from that they can tell you what you can do, where you can educate your children. The Family Rights Project carried a statement from the oldest child of the couple, explaining that CPS changed its story about why the children needed attention five times. They changed their story, CPS did, five times. By the way, I don't like preaching about stuff like this. But I'm going to do what God called me to do. And if the devil comes after me, well, God will just deal with him. And if any two-legged devils come after me, God will deal with them too. Because he's mighty, and my God will take care of them. And I promise you one thing, I will pray till God takes care of you.
Amen.
Better believe that. And I have a feeling there'll be a few thousand people that'll do the same thing. And I believe my God is greater than your God.
Amen.
The Family Rights Project carried a statement from the oldest child of the couple explaining that CPS changed its story about why the children needed attention. Texas Family Code does not even take educational issues into consideration in any way when defining abuse or neglect. In fact, the TDFPS and the TEA policy both clearly states homeschooling along is not a criteria for abuse or neglect, the statement said. My parents' rights under multiple Texas state laws have been violated, and my siblings have been traumatized by being ripped from their family and split up. You see, there's something wrong with you. You needed a mental evaluation. That's what's wrong with you, because you believe Christ and His book. You believe His word. You're crazy. Your children believe the Bible, and they love the Lord, and they're not a bunch of sex-craved perverts. Or wicked kids that run around and enjoy witchcraft all day. There's something wrong with your children. There's something wrong with you. Why don't they want to live out in the world? And why don't they want to be wicked and evil and devilish like our children do? And be perverted and die and sick with disease and everything else? Mm-hmm. You're crazy. There's something wrong with you. Like they walk up to these 15, 16-year-old kids that are out there holding up scripture signs and banners, and they say to him things like that. You don't have to believe this stuff. You don't have to believe it. All this stuff is crazy, man. These people, they're believing a book that's thousands of years old, that's been written by man many times over. And it's been changed and many times over, and they're believing that stuff. What do you believe? Oh, I know what you believe. You believe a book written by a man named Darwin. Yeah, a racist man named Darwin that believed in survival of the fittest, that would be willing to kill off races, a eugenicist. I know what you believe. You believe in the principles of Margaret Sanger, who was a wicked witch that wanted to see babies put to death and families destroyed and didn't like and believed in eugenics and wanted babies. Oh, I see. See, you know who you're following? You're following your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. For he was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth. That's who you're following. So they threaten you with, you're crazy. Right? So that's what we're going to use now, right? Mental evaluations. Your children actually believe the Bible? You're keeping your children away from sin? Oh, you're brainwashing them. You mean like state-funded schools brainwash children? Acts chapter 26, verse number 11. And I punished them often in every synagogue, Paul said, and compelled them to blaspheme. And being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even under the strange cities. What did Paul do? Paul said he was mad with anger. And what did he do? He was angry. He was crazy. He was enraged. He was crazy against the gospel. And he made people blaspheme the name of the Lord, or otherwise he'd kill them. You wonder why Paul had so much zeal? If you just read what the Bible said, you'd figure out why Paul took this book seriously and why Paul took the Christian life serious. You'd get that if you understood what Paul did. If you understood, Paul said, I murdered these people. I killed them. He said, I made them blaspheme their God. And he had to live with that the rest of his life. By the way, listen to this. The police, acting under a state law that allows emergency, this was in Arizona, I believe, but it's also, they have it here in Minnesota, too, I believe. Well, I'll get to that. Police acting under a state law that allows emergency temporary psychiatric commitments upon the recommendation of a mental health professional. I took a person named Rob to John Randolph Medical Center in Hopewell. He was not charged with any crime. Colonel Dupius, the county police chief, said Rob was taken into custody upon the recommendation of mental health crisis intervention workers. He said the action was taken under the state's emergency custody statute, which allows a magistrate to order the civil detention and psychiatric evaluation of a person who is considered potentially dangerous. There was another story that I read about a man that was claiming he was preaching all this weird stuff, and he was walking around saying a bunch of weird things. By the way, he was on drugs, this particular man was, and he was on something that some doctor put him on, right? Some mental drug that a doctor put him on. And he was preaching about Jesus, and the cop told him, well, talked about the devil, and he got kind of erratic and a little bit crazy, and they took him in for it. But anyway, this man wasn't doing anything. He was just acting a little off, so they said, we took him in. Hey, we had a street preacher in Minnesota right here. He was flying a banner and hanging it out not too far from here, over near Red Wing or Redwood Falls? I forget which one it is. Redwood Falls, Brother Paul? Redwood Falls. He was preaching over there. He had a banner over there, and he was talking to the police, and he was talking very calmly, a lot calmer than what Brother Paul and I would probably be talking at that point, because we'd been preaching loud. He wasn't even preaching. He was handing out gospel tracts, and he was flying a banner, and he was at some festival, and they medically detained him and said that, well, there's something wrong with you. Because you're standing out in the middle of here, you're standing out in the middle of these crowds by yourself, and you're flying a banner about Jesus and about being saved and born again and turning from your sin. So there must be something wrong with you. So we're going to take you in, and they took him to a hospital. Instead of arresting him, they took him to a hospital. They medically detained him and said, you need a psychiatric evaluation, so we want to put you on a 72-hour hold. Well, when he got inside there, it's not common, but he said that guy wasn't even working there normally that night, I guess he told him. But the Lord just happened to have this man here who was a Christian. And when he came in there, this brother started talking to the doctor, and he said, well, he goes, what are you here for? And he goes, I don't know. I was flying a banner, preaching the gospel out here, handing out gospel tracts, telling people they need to be saved. And all of a sudden, these police come up, they swarm around me and start saying weird stuff, telling me they're going to take me in. There must be something wrong with me. And they said, they're bringing me in for an evaluation. He goes, there's nothing wrong with you. And they let him go. Mm-hmm. But the point is, they didn't like what he was saying, and they wanted him to shut up and get him off the streets. Said he looked agitated and wanted to search him and look at his bag and everything. He's like, can I search your bag? He's like, no, why do you want to search my bag? What did I do wrong? I didn't do anything wrong. Why would you want to search my bag? What was he doing? Holding up a banner preaching. Now, on another note there's a report that was released a few years ago by the Obama administration that states that what they believe a crazy, dangerous terrorist is in America. Okay? And this is 72 different types of Americans that are considered crazy. They got a problem. They're terrorists. There's something wrong with them. They're not right. They're potential terrorists. You got to watch these people. Okay, you ready? I'm going to give you 72 of these, okay? I'm going to do them as fast as I can, so... Those that talk about individual liberties. Those that advocate for states' rights. Those that want to make the world a better place. Well, they do have to be crazy. The colonists who sought to free themselves from British rule. Those that are interested in defeating the communists. That's true, because we have a government full of them, so we're probably crazy because we don't want... Anyway, those that believe that the interests of one's own nation are separate from the interests of other nations or the common interests of all nations. Anyone that holds a political ideology that considers the state to be unnecessary, harmful, or undesirable. The founding fathers. They would all be on that list. Anyone that possesses an intolerance toward other religions. Oh boy, that'd have been me, because I told all those Hindu people they were going to hell. I don't know how many of these lists I'm on here. Those that take action to fight against the exploitation of the environment or of animals. Anti-gay. And I think anti-immigrant. Anti-Muslim. The Patriot Movement. Opposition to equal rights for gays and lesbians. Members of the Family Research Council. Yeah, there's some real dangerous people. Members of the American Family Association. Those that believe that Mexico, Canada, and the United States are secretly planning to merge into a European Union-like entity that will be known as the North American Union. Members of the American Border Patrol, American Patrol. Members of the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Members of the Tennessee Freedom Coalition. Members of the Christian Action Network. Anyone that is opposed to the New World Order. Anyone, I'll get to the list. Yeah. Anyone that is engaged in conspiracy theorizing. Nate, you're on so many lists. Nate's on all of them. Uh-oh, we did a radio show about this, Nate. Anyone that is opposed to Agenda 21.
Oh, no.
Anyone that is concerned about FEMA camps. Anyone that fears impending gun control or weapons confiscations. Well, that's all of us, isn't it? The militia movement. The sovereign citizen movement. Those that don't think they should have to pay taxes. Anyone that complains about bias. Anyone that believes in government conspiracies to the point of paranoia. Anyone that is frustrated with mainstream ideologies. Anyone that visits extremist websites or blogs. Anyone that establishes websites or blogs to display extremist views. Would that be our church? Do we have extremist views? Anyone that attends rallies for extremist causes. Anyone that exhibits extreme religious intolerance. That's Nate. Anyone that is personally connected with a grievance. I don't even know what that means. Anyone that suddenly acquires weapons. That would be me the other day. Is that what you said? You have to grow them, gather them slowly, not quickly. Okay. Anyone that organizes protests inspired by extremist ideology, militia or unorganized militia, general right wing extremists. That would be Paul. Citizens that have bumper stickers that are patriotic or anti-UN. Those that refer to an army of God. Paul did that. Those that are fiercely nationalistic as opposed to universal and international in orientation. Those that are anti-global. Does that mean the flat earthers? I don't know. I couldn't resist. I'm sorry. Seemed like a good time to do that, right? Those that are suspicious of centralized federal authority. Why would any of us be suspicious of that? Those that are reverent of individual liberty. Those that believe in conspiracy theories. Boy, they put that on there a lot, don't they? Those that have a belief that one's personal and or national way of life is under attack. Those that possess a belief in the need to be prepared for an attack, either by participating in a paramilitary preparations and training on or survivalism. Is that prepping? Is that what that means? Is that prepping? Lee's got a freezer full of food, but that's just because he shops good. That's all. He waits till everything's on sale and buys everything. $1.49
for loin.
That's right. But don't blame him. He just shops Hy-Vee ads. It's not his fault, or Fairway ads. Don't blame him. And beans. You got to have beans. You must be a terrorist if you have beans. Never mind. I was going to say something, but I'm going to keep going about beans, but I'm going to keep going. Those. Yeah, I'm glad you liked that one. That was good. Those that would impose strict religious tenets or laws on society, fundamentalists. Those that would insert religion into the political sphere. That'd be us. Glenn Beck. Anyone that would seek to politicize religion. I wonder if that whole anti-501c3 thing is going to put me on that list. I don't know. Those that have supported political movements for autonomy. Anyone that is anti-abortion. Anyone that is anti-Catholic. Well, that's me. I'm on the list. I'm anti-Catholic. Anyone that is anti-nuclear. Nuclear. It's nuclear. Who said that? One president said that. Nuclear. Anyway. Right-wing extremists. Returning veterans. Teach them to fight and to be a weapon of mass destruction out there. Bring them back and you want to kill them. You drug them up and take their guns away from them, right? Those concerned about illegal immigration. Those that believe in the right to bear arms. Anyone that is engaged in ammunition stockpiling.
I'm not on
that. Anyone, yes you are. Anyone that exhibits fear of communist regimes. Anti-abortion activists. Would that be us out in front of the abortion clinic, Brother Paul? Is that us? Brother Paul, you are on posters all over the world right now. Those that talk about the New World Order in a derogatory manner. And I have a lot of sermons on that. I'm definitely on that one. Those that have a negative view of the United Nations. Those that are opposed to the collection of federal income taxes. Listen to this one. Those that supported former presidential candidates Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, and Bob Barr. Lee voted for Palin, so he's not on the list. You don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about Lee. Lee's on. Sorry, Lee. I'm just kidding. Exploiting animals, that's you. You're on that list. Those that display the Gadsden flag, don't tread on me. Paul's is gone. He took it off. Those that believe in... No, wait, are you ready? Listen. This is a good one. Those that believe in end times prophecies. And number 72 is evangelical Christians. So, you see, we're going to be labeled crazy. It's just like talking about mental health with guns and people. They keep saying the same thing. Mental health and guns, right? We got to do that. Listen, don't tell people that. Like Brother Nate, we had a conversation. This talk of, well, give people mental evaluations. That's what they really need. No. They're trying to use mental evaluations against you so they could say, well, you're a Christian. You don't need a gun. You're nuts. No, we don't need any mental evaluations. I think everybody should have guns. I think even crazy psychotic killers should have guns. Why? Because if everybody has them, then they shoot you and you're dead. That's how it works. That's how it works.
Most people are pretty sane and law-abiding.
That's right.
The other guy's not that
long. So they're going to say Christians are crazy because of your beliefs and practices. So we're going to have to take your weapons away from you. Liberal Christians will think you're crazy and not like your stand for the Lord too as well. So you see, this is all an attack. Why? Because we have a world of deceit and evil and wickedness abounding around us. And they're going to use a mental evaluations, mental attacks, just like they did in the scriptures. They're going to use it against you to label you, to put you in a certain box so they can do that. What's the Bible say? Babylon hath been a golden cup in the Lord's hand that made all the earth drunken. The nations have drunken of her wine. Therefore, the nations are mad. We're not the crazy ones, but Babylon and her inhabitants are the crazy ones. Those that love and cling to this world, they're the crazy ones. But mental health, it's an end times attack. It's going to be used against Christians. And you're going to see it ramp it up even more. And they're going to try to scare us. You know what? We got to pray, and we got to do what we can, and we got to trust the Lord. Amen? All right, so I want you to think about those things. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we pray you'd bless us now. And Lord, we pray you'd bless the testimony time to follow here. And we thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.